This podcast was brought to you by Optus Stadium, now taking orders for your next breakfast or lunch meeting.
Good afternoon and welcome to At Close of Business, a daily podcast hosted by Business News.
Benissimo's new owner is reshaping the long-running coffee roastery with multiple acquisitions and an environmentally focused packaging company. Today, Senior Editor Mark Byard talks to At Close of Business about Blair Pedler and his new career outside of the insurance industry.
But first, here's the news you need to know today.
Priceline pharmacy owner Australian Pharmaceutical Industries has today rejected a takeover offer from Wesfarmers. API said the $687 million offer for all shares, which was made earlier this month, undervalued the company. Wesfarmers, which owns Bunnings and Officeworks, wanted to start a healthcare division. Its $1.38 per share offer was a 21% premium on the July 9 closing price. But the API board assessed medium and long-term growth prospects and decided the bill was opportunistic, given the impact COVID-19 had had on its financial performance. The company plans to open more Priceline stores and is placing more focus on strong online sales. API shares were higher by 1.06% to $1.42 as of this afternoon. Burswood Limited Director Marina Fuster says she felt ignored after raising concerns about the way in which the board was being run in a period of crisis. As the second day of Perth Casino Royal Commission hearings got underway today, Ms. Fuster, who has also served as Seven West Media WA's chief executive since May 2018, told the commission she raised concerns with former Crown Resorts director John Poynton, as well as executive chair Helen Coonan, about the way in which the board was being run. Ms. Fuster told the commission she felt uncomfortable with the way in which Crown Resorts Perth chief executive Lonnie Bossy had been appointed, adding that he had not been formally appointed by the board and admitting she had not seen his employment contract and had no knowledge of his KPIs. She also voiced her frustrations with the lack of organisation and structure of the board's meetings, revealing that the board went 4.5 months without sitting earlier this year, only to do so in April with a sloppy board agenda delivered 48 hours before the meeting. Ms. Fuster claimed that she had contacted Mr. Poynton before his departure regarding her concerns and assumed they would be meeting as a matter of urgency, but those claims contradict the evidence that Mr. Poynton gave yesterday, who said he did not recall Ms. Fuster ever complaining about any lack of information or the duration of the board meetings. The hearings are expected to continue tomorrow, with Crown Perth's former director of 13 years, Tim Roberts, the next witness expected to be called. And in mining news, Fortescue Metals Group has enjoyed a huge surge in cash flow and another rise in its share price after beating its shipments guidance for the 2021 financial year. The iron ore miner had record shipments of 49.3 million tonnes for the June quarter. The continuation of high iron ore prices has boosted the company's financial position. The company's share price was up 38 cents today to a record $26.19 per share, valuing the company at $79.4 billion. And in property news, the first stage of the $800 million Karrinup Shopping Centre redevelopment has reached completion, with the remaining upgrade works on track to finish later this year. Stage 1 involved the development of part of the loop, comprising the Fresh Market as well as 60 additional stores at ground level, which opened earlier today. The final stage of the redevelopment will deliver 2 levels of fashion and lifestyle brands across the loop, in addition to new dining and entertainment precincts, including a 10-screen Hoyt cinema. The redevelopment is expected to double the size of the centre, expanding from approximately 59,000 square metres to 109,000 square metres, catering to 290 retail stores. Following the completion of the redevelopment, it will be the second largest shopping centre in WA, according to Business News' Data and Insights. The centre is managed by AMP Capital on behalf of UniSuper, with the $800 million revamp representing Perth's largest commercial construction project. Multiplex Construction started work in November of 2018 and is anticipated to meet its targeted 2021 completion later this year. Fortunately, the COVID-19 pandemic appears to have had little impact on the project's delivery timeline.
We'll be right back.
We understand understand that business relies on being informed. That's why Business News is your most reliable source of news, industry insights, and business connections. To stay fully informed, we encourage you to subscribe to our emails, flick through our magazine, and visit businessnews.com.au for daily news updates. It's the best way to ensure you have the information you need to be future ready. Business News. More news, more insights, more connections.
Many would be familiar with Benissimo Roasters, Mark, and the business is now under some new ownership and they're taking a few new directions amid a changing market. You've written about it for the latest issue. Can you tell me about what's going on with Benissimo Roasters?
Sure can. So Benissimo is one of the older and larger coffee roasters in the Perth market. It was established back in the early 70s in West Perth. It's been through several changes of ownership over the years. Most recently, about 4 years ago, it was bought by Blair Pedler. Now, quite a few people around town would be familiar with Blair. He previously set up an insurance broking business called Nexus. That was one of the larger operations in that space. He sold out of it, did a couple of other things, and then, like many business people, he got a bit bored. And he said, well, what can I buy into? Where's the future? He wanted to buy something that his family could get involved with. And he also was looking for something that he described as recession-proof. And he thought, well, coffee's got to be the one. He's also discovered that when you go to parties, people are much more enthusiastic when you say you own a coffee roastery than an insurance broker. So Blair bought the business about 4 years ago.
Yes, and you've written quite extensively about the industry, which, you know, I enjoy drinking coffee, but I didn't really know anything about the business of coffee. Can you tell me about that?
When Blair bought the business, he estimates there were about 60 coffee roasters in Perth. Now he reckons there's in excess of 100. And now a lot of them are very small operations. A lot of them are attached directly to cafes. But there's a few larger operations. The biggest one in the market comes under the ownership of Oakover Group. That's headed up by Graham Jukic. Once again, he made his name in finance. He was a stockbroker and investment advisor. Then he moved back into the family business out in the Swan Valley. They've got interest in wine and other things. But also they've bought, through Oakover Group, they bought the Northbridge Coffee Company. That was part of the European foods business, which used to be attached to the Restore. He bought Creamer Coffee, he bought Fiori. So Oakover's the big player in the local market. Another one is Geisha Coffee. That was set up in Fremantle in 2014. And also Leftfield Coffee Roasters. That was actually established by Kamran Naudashani and Louise Gordon. They were in fact the founders of Fiori. And when they sold out to Graham Jukic, they said, it's all got a bit too big for us. We want to just get back to having fun making good coffee. So they've now set up a new business doing that. But yeah, it's a very competitive space. And look, the Benissimo was added to that. They bought Bunbury Coffee Roasters. And just in the last month, they've bought Ants in Your Pants in Burswood. Mm. Colourful name. So they're becoming a bigger player as well.
Mm. Yes, and there's also some significant regulatory change that's occurred. And as I understand, Benissimo Roasters is tackling that change. Can you talk to me about that?
Well, single-use plastics are something that the state government is in the process of banning. And that includes the plastic-lined takeaway coffee cups that many people find very convenient and which are not recyclable. Mm. This is seen as a big issue for the industry. So Blair has seen an opportunity here. He started moving into manufacturing a few years ago when he bought a new machine to load the little coffee pods. He's now got some government support to invest about $1.5 million establishing a new manufacturing business which will make takeaway coffee cups that are recyclable and compostable by replacing the plastic with alternatives. And he certainly sees that as a big opportunity to service not just his own Benissimo business, but other people in the market. Mm. He's not the only person doing this. Clearly the whole industry sees it as an issue that needs to be addressed, but he's certainly at the forefront. of making some serious commitments to address both a big environmental and commercial issue.
Mm, absolutely. Well, I don't know if listeners know this, but you don't enjoy your coffee quite as much as I do, so hopefully I'll be able to enjoy some Benissimo coffee in the near future. So, Mark, thank you so much for your time today.
Pleasure.
This podcast was brought to you by Optus Stadium, now taking orders for your next breakfast or lunch meeting.
If you like what you've heard, head to our Spotify page to like and subscribe. New episodes of At Close of Business are available every day in time for our afternoon wrap. I'm Jordan Murray. See you tomorrow.